The private rooms of the Flippant Witch were plain, simple. 6 chairs and a single table in each, and nothing more. Nonchalant, or at least trying hard to appear that way, Widdershins confronted the trio who'd shepherded her in here. With his short-cropped dark hair and rock-solid jawline, Brock might even have been deemed handsome if someone of a far gentler persuasion had resided behind his face. With him was a scar-faced man with a scraggly blonde beard and matching yellow teeth, and a smaller, rat-faced fellow with pockmarked skin. A jaunty smile fixed on her face, as though glued to her jaw, Widdershins hopped up to sit on the table, her legs crossed demurely and dangling over the edge.
Brock!
I'm so pleased you remember me, Widdershins.
What? No, actually I didn't. I just have a habit of cursing and high chicken when I'm startled. Brock! Brock! See? Like that.
Oh, you're funny.
I am? Really? I'm so glad you told me. Based on your expression, I'd never have guessed that...
The glowering twist to Brock's visage shifted even farther down the spectrum from unamused toward homicidal.
Okay, just maybe Brock baiting is not the healthiest pastime to engage in right now.
Though a member in good standing of the Davion Finders Guild, Brock wasn't actually a thief. He was, rather, one of the guild's negotiators. Or, in more mundane terms, a leg breaker. He was no less a blunt object than the weapon he favored. Widdershins' eyes, of their own accord, flickered to the enormous hammer at his side.
Wish now I hadn't sat on the table. Little room to retreat. Gee, Brock, I didn't know you were a blacksmith. What were you planning to forge with that? You know, when they talk about members of the Finders Guild forging things, that's not really what they mean. See, most people in our line of work prefer pen and ink. It's really a lot more...
Shut the hell up.
She leaned back even farther as Brock loomed nearer, until it seemed that she might wind up lying flat on her back in order to meet his gaze. He finally stopped, however, no more than a foot away.
You annoy me. That's never a wise idea.
It's a habit. What do you want from me?
What do I usually want from people, Widdershins? What they owe the guild, and you, girl, are a little behind.
I'll say.
Behind.
Lisette, again. It has to be. Nobody else would ride me yet about a job I just completed yesterday. Maybe he means other, older jobs. But I've never held back on those. Well, not much. I mean, everyone holds out on a little. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, right.
Of course. This is all a big mistake.
Well, yes, it is.
Brock's hand settled on the heavy mallet.
And besides, if you kill me, the guild never gets what I supposedly owe them. They'd be unhappy with you for that, yes?
I'm not supposed to kill you. I'm not even supposed to break any bones. I'm just supposed to make sure that you remember our conversation.
Brock's breath was a caustic cloud mere inches from her face as his hammer slid loose.
I think you'll remember.
Oh, absolutely. Never forget a word of it. You've set me straight, Brock. No sense in wasting any more time on me.
Brock hefted the mallet.
This will go easier if you don't fight.
Probably.
She slammed her shins with crushing force up between Brock's legs.
But easy is boring. Wouldn't you agree, boys?
Widdershins rolled backward, rising to her feet in the center of the table. She waited, watching, as the thugs fanned out to flank the table.
Olgun, watch my back.
The scar-faced man lunged across the table's edge, attempting to cut Widdershin's ankles out from under her.
The sensible move is to step backward.
Which, of course, would have put her in line for a similar attack from the man's companion.
Behind you!
She indeed stepped backward, but instantly kicked out behind her. The bearded man with the scar hurled himself up onto the table, rising in a knife fighter's crouch. Widdershin stooped slightly herself, and the two circled warily, neither looking away, neither daring to blink.
Gods, but you're a nitwit.
Impudent bitch! Why are you smirking at me?
He stepped clean off the table to land seat first on the unforgiving floor. Widdershins delivered a sharp, swift kick to the man's temple.
Well, I think you boys have accomplished your mission here. I guarantee you, this is an evening I'll remember for a very long...
Brock surged abruptly to his feet and raised his hammer. It slammed down on the table. The entire surface tilted sharply, and Widdershins was on her back and sliding. She found herself fetched up in a twisted heap at Brock's feet, rapier lying uselessly just beyond her grasp. A sick feeling roiling inside her gut, as though she'd swallowed a live and very frisky eel, Widdershins pushed the hair from her face, blinked the dust from her eyes, and peered up with a wan smile.
Brock? You're a reasonable man, yes? I know we can come to some sort of understanding if, Brock? Brock? Your orders! You're not supposed to kill me, remember?
Brock raised his hammer high.
Apparently not!
Widdershins kicked him in the groin again. For interminable seconds, the tableau held. The massive enforcer standing above her, immobile as the earth itself, hammer still raised. Widdershins, foot still buried someplace unpleasant, equally motionless. His eyes actually crossed. His grip went slack. And his hammer started to fall from his nerveless fingers. Battered and dust-caked, Widdershins bent to retrieve her rapier.
Genevieve will have a fit when she sees the mess you've made of her furniture.